When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
That was the finale of Leonard Bernstein and Comden and Green's great On the Town. Why would we start our show at the beginning with the ending? Well, all shall be revealed. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind Philharmonic NPR station. Well, I hope you all had a good holiday break and are entering a happy, happy new year. One of the highlights for me during the December break was the film Maestro, written, directed, and starring Bradley Cooper with amazing assistance by Carey Mulligan. It's an incredible film. It's, of course, all about Leonard Bernstein and this love triangle between his wife, Felicia, Leonard Bernstein, and the other person in their lives who was Leonard Bernstein. And if you like musical theater and if you like contemporary art and you like the history and all that jazz, it's so well done. It's so amusing. It's so clever. And it has this great music by Leonard Bernstein, much of which, not all of which, but much of which originated on the Broadway stage. So today we're going to look at the cuts from Maestro and listen to where they're from in their original theatrical context and some other things that didn't quite make the Bradley Cooper cut. Well, the first great show he did, of course, in 1944 was On the Town. That was, people think it's based on Fancy Free, which is a ballet he did with Jerome Robbins. Not really. I mean, it has three sailors in it, but the original, it's more competitive. It's shorter, of course. It doesn't have singing in it. So inspired may be the best. So let's hear a little of Fancy Free, which is so remarkably brought to life in this movie. And then we will segue into another song you hear in Maestro, the Pas de Deux from Lonely Town section of On the Town. Thank you. Ah, what beautiful, heartbreaking music. And one of the things Maestro does, it takes some of this Bernstein music and doesn't necessarily put it in its chronological or theatrical context, but you do get to hear the Gallop from Fancy Free and that Pas de Deux from On the Town. Here is the original recording from 1944. Some of you may be familiar with the 1960 studio recording of Comden and Green, Betty Comden and Adolph Green, the lyricists and librettists of On the Town. They do a little party scene in Maestro, but here's what they sounded like in 1944.
Modern man, what is it? Just a collection of complexes and neurotic impulses that occasionally break through.
You mean sometimes you blow your top, like me?
I do. I try hard to stay controlled, but I get carried away. Try to act aloof and cold, but I get carried away.
Carried away.
I get carried away. When I go to listen to a symphony, why can't I just say the music's grand? Why must I leap up on the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro stick and started leading the band.
When I go to see a moving picture show, and I'm watching actors in a scene, I start to think what's happening is really so. The girl, I must protect her. The villain, don't respect her. I leap to her defense and knock a hole right through the screen. Try hard to keep detached, but I get carried away. Try to act less booby-hatched, but I get carried away.
Carried away.
When shopping, I'm a sucker for a bargain sale. If something is marked down upon a shelf, my sense of what is practical begins to fail. I buy one, then another, another, then another. I buy the whole store out and I'm in business for myself.
Carried away.
I get carried away.
And when I go to see my friends off on a train, golly, how I hate to see them go. But then my love of traveling I can't restrain. Time has come for parting. The train's already starting. I hop a freight and in a flash I'm off to Buffalo.
Carried away.
We get carried.
Yes, carried
Comden and Green, music by the maestro, Leonard Bernstein. Well, you might say that Leonard Bernstein himself got carried away on his next theatrical assignment in 1950. He was supposed to write the incidental music to a stage version of Peter Pan starring Jean Arthur, great Hollywood actress, and Boris Karloff, who could be better, as Captain Hook in 1950. He got carried away and wrote some incidental songs. So this isn't the Mary Martin version of Peter Pan, although Comden and Green wrote that. It's a mess. Peter Pan is a mess. But here's some fun from Peter Pan, music and lyrics by Leonard Bernstein, performance by Boris Karloff.
Quiet, everyone. Listen.
The pirates!
Down below, everyone! Quick,
down below!
A more villainous-looking brotherhood never hung on any gallows.
And the cruelest jewel in that dark setting is Captain Hook himself. Eyes of cold blue, hair dressed in long black curls, and the grimmest part of him is his iron claw, which takes the place of his lost left hand. They've halted now, directly above the boy's home.
The evilest creatures in all the earth.
The evilest creatures in all the earth.
We are evil, the fun and the tenors are.
It is true that the bases have evil of faces, but we are more evil inside.
Ha-ha, they are trying to boast of their pride.
Not true, us three voices are just a disguise.
Ha-ha, the good-heartedness shines in their eyes.
Not true, us three voices are
ha-ha,
just a disguise.
Not true, us three voices are just a disguise.
Ha-ha, the good-heartedness
shines in their eyes.
Enough!
Enough of this bickering stuff. When I am around, there's no question of who is the meanest, the lowest, the loathsomest, cruelest. Look, it's Hook.
Aye, 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 it's a Captain Hook.
Eat blood,
drink
blood,
dream
blood,
think blood.
And you all can have as malicious a look as the meanest of all, Captain Hook.
Aye, aye, the meanest is Captain Hook.
Eat blood,
drink blood,
dream blood,
think
blood. And you all can have as malicious a look as the meanest of all, Captain Hook.
Aye, aye, the meanest is Captain Hook. There's nothing lower than Captain Hook. There's nothing lower than Captain Hook.
You wake one day, the sun is bright. Feel like strolling through the town. Your dress is new, your hat just right. And then the rain comes pouring down. Well, that's the story of my life. You dream you've heard a lovely song. All night you're haunted by its theme. When you wake up, the notes are wrong. The song has vanished with the dream. Well, that's the story of my life. Like any story that is filled with love and joy, as it grows, and then the story ends without the love, the joy, the hope at the close. So it goes. You leave the life you've always known. You travel long, you travel far, to find the star that's all your own. But then you never find the star. Well, that's the story of my life. That is filled with love and joy and hope as it grows. And then the story ends with all the love, the joy, the hope at the close. So it goes. You leave the life you've always known. To find the star that's all your own. But then you never find the star. Well, that's the story of my life. the classic story of my life.
Well, that was the wonderful Judy Blazer in a great cut song from Wonderful Town, which doesn't appear at all in Maestro. But since Maestro is the story of Leonard Bernstein's life, why not hear a little of that? Candide was the biggie, the most sort of ambitious one, certainly up to that point, 1956. It was a famous failure on Broadway and then has gotten revived in every place, but, a Starbucks around the corner from you ever since. I love it. It's one of my favorite scores. Here is the Paris Waltz, which is heard in Maestro from the original cast of Candide, and then we'll hear another version of the same melody.
Which is hateful.
That was the same music as the Paris Waltz, now known as Candide's Lament, with lyrics by, who else? Who wrote the lyrics in the 74 revival? Hands up in the back. Yes, Stephen Sondheim from the New York City Opera production. So same tune, different tempo, new lyrics. West Side Story figures very tangentially in Maestro, but we do hear some of this extraordinary prologue, probably the most theatrical opening of any show, certainly among the top three or four. The prologue to West Side Story from the original cast album.
Yeah!
the only thing I'll see forever. In my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do, nothing else but you, ever.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Always you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
It is only you and me. Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you and the world went away. Tonight, tonight, there's only you tonight. What you are, what you do, what you say. To live, I had the feeling a miracle would happen. I know now I was right. For here you are, and what was just a world is a soul.
Well, Maestro left some stuff out, and I'm trying to put some stuff back in, stuff I love. That is a very rare, unre-released, fantastic CD called Leonard Bernstein's New York. Who is that doing the balcony scene? That is Mandy Patinkin and Audra McDonald. And I am Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM, celebrating Maestro and celebrating Leonard Bernstein's extraordinary career on stage and the film about him. Well, some people complain that they left out many, if not all, of his failures, of which there were many. Biggest may have been for Broadway, certainly 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a musical about the White House written for the Bicentennial with Alan J. Lerner. But thanks to Leonard Bernstein Revisited, Ben Bagley's wonderful series from the 70s and 80s, we have two cuts. Here is Nell Carter singing Bright and Black.
The future's looking bright, bright and black, that's a fact. There's a load of luck inside coming down the track, and it's black. Happy dreams of long ago coming back, bright and black.
That horn on this quiet Sabbath morn.
The Marine Band, the Marine Band.
Who is marching 4x4 through the presidential door?
The Marine Band, the Marine Band.
Music lover who added rhythm to ragu, and I've made my share of culinary innovations too. I brought waffles home from Holland, and they're going like hot cakes everywhere.
Waffles, hot cakes.
I brought ice cream back from Paris. Meringue glacée, chocolat éclair.
Éclair.
To Belgium, and from Roma, I brought home a qualche cosa. Deliziosa called spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
But my favorite of all is the savory I like to call Brown Betty.
Brown Betty.
So let's add a bit of cheer to the Sabbath atmosphere. And if God at times gets sick of chimes, he might be pleased to hear
the President Jefferson March, the President Jefferson Luncheon March, the President Jefferson Luncheon Party March, the President Jefferson Sunday Luncheon Party March.
Timpanum, foie de veau, and caviar, to the booming. and bottoms up, you can hear floating by.
Boom, pow, pow! Prost, mein Herr, bon appetit, and here's mud in your eye.
So drink your glass of anisette to the tootle of the clarinet.
Burgundy and bouillabaisse to the drumming of the
dummy-dumming of the
bum-dee-bum,
dum-dee-dum,
to the drumming of the
President Jefferson March. The President Jefferson Luncheon March. The President Jefferson Luncheon Party March. The President Jefferson Sunday Luncheon Party. Hurrah! Hail to the chef and the President Jefferson Sunday Luncheon Party March!
That was the President Jefferson Luncheon March from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. What a great, great, great tune. Wasn't he great, Leonard Bernstein? He just was great. Make Our Garden Grow figures rather prominently in the second half of Maestro. You see him conducting it. Late in life, he conducted a studio version, I think, for Deutsche Grammophon. That was just the way he liked it. So let's hear that.
And so have I,
Well, that last little spoken tag that you heard, any questions, was Adolph Green. So it takes us in many ways back to the very beginning. One of the miraculous things from my point of view in Maestro is if you stay through the credits, which you must do, they actually play the overture to Candide at the end. Kind of clever. That's why we started with the end of On the Town at the beginning of our show today. I can't recommend enough the film of Maestro. It's just very smart. There's so much passion in it, just like the man himself. It's overflowing. There's a lot more to be said about Leonard Bernstein. We could do many episodes. His life was fecund and robust, and surely we could do more music, but let's be thankful for what we have. And that segues us to the final song on today's program, which you all know what that's going to be. It's going to be Some Other Time from On the Town, which isn't in the movie, but of course is our outro every week. And to sing it, I have chosen another prominent, intense New York personality, Barbara Streisand, who's also been very much in the news in 2023. So let us close out. And this is Larry Maslon wishing you the best for a happy new year. Next week is our 13th anniversary show for 13 years on the air. Hooray. And we hope we will catch up with you every Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. Let's just be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. still to be done, but time is racing away. We'll catch up some other time.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.